sisters for giving me another chance to share with you.
谢谢弟兄姐妹们今天给我这个机会来与大家分享。
I actually, many of us come back from this the West Coast Christian Conference.
大家知道我前一阵子参加了这个西安特会，和大家有些见过面。
And I really want to say something. I was really touched every time I walked into the cafeteria.
我真的是要想说一句话。每一次我在西安特会去那个餐厅的时候，我就心里被感动。
You know, the line for a meal is very long.
你知道那个等吃的那条等待的队伍非常非常的长。
And when you get in, it's even more crowded.
你进去了之后，你发现里面更挤。
But from the very beginning, when I was waiting in the line, I see the smiling face of brothers and sisters here.
我每次在那个这个队伍里等待的时候，我看见的是我们弟兄姐妹在这里弟兄姐妹的微笑。
Yes, and when you walk into the cafeteria, you know you see their smiling faces.
当你走进那个餐厅的时候，你看见我们这弟兄姐妹的这个微笑。
Sweat on the forehead,
前额上都是汗珠
and smile on the face.
在这个脸上有微笑。
Tell you the truth, from the beginning to the end, I took notice.
告诉你们这个事实，从头到尾我都是注意到这个事情。
I have never seen, from the beginning to the end, I have never seen, some worry or some unhappiness in any brother, any sister's face that are working there from.Us here.
从头到尾我都没有看见有任何一个弟兄姐妹在餐厅服侍的脸上有担心有不高兴的表情，我看见的只是微笑。
I think they must worry about something because there's so many people trying to get food.
他们真的是，我想他们猜他们是有可能在那里担心一些事情的，因为那么多的弟兄姐妹那么长的队伍在那里等的。
But I detected no unhappiness.
我真的是没有完全没有感觉到他们有不高兴。
So I praise the
Lord. 我要这里感谢神。
Keep it up.
接着这样做。
Okay. I have a little burden to share with brothers and sisters the story of David.
我今天有一些这个负担为大家和大家弟兄姐妹分享一下这个有关大卫的这个
事。And I'm very sure brothers and sisters are quite familiar with the story of David.
我敢肯定很多弟兄姐妹对大卫的故事非常熟悉。
Yeah, from the beginning to the end.
从头到尾的故事。
And I also believe many of you have known the Psalms. David actually wrote probably half of the Psalms in the Psalms, in the book of Psalms.
我想弟兄姐妹也对诗篇非常熟。这个大卫大概写了诗篇中的章节，大概写了一半以上的章节。
Yes. But I think I would just like to review with you.Some things in his life.
但是我愿意给大家讲一下这个大卫一生中所发生的一些事情。
Yeah. Perhaps the conclusion of David's life is actually in the New Testament.
也许这个大卫结局的这个总结是在新约里面。
It's a in Acts chapter 13.
在使徒行传十三章。
Yeah, I would just read these two verses.
我要读
Acts chapter 13.
Yeah, 我要读这两段。使徒行传十三章。
And verse 22.
22节。
And the 36.
和三十六节。
Yeah. Okay, verse 22, it says here, and having removed Saul.The Lord raised up to them David for king, of whom also bearing witness, he said, he meaning the Lord, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who shall do all my will.
这个使徒行传十三章二十二节是这样说的，既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫。他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Yes. Now here, it says the Lord Jehovah talked about this person David.
这里说的是主耶和华在这里说这个大卫。
Yeah, it says he is a man after the Lord's heart.
他是跟随神心意的人。
Yes, and then he says, "Who shall do all my will?"
他然后说谁接会做我的行我的旨意呢？
就是这个人。
The man David,
he is after my heart.
这个大卫，他遵循我的心意。
Yes, he is after my heart, and he will do all my will.
他遵循我的心意，合我的心意，就要凡事都要行我的旨意。
So here is the Lord God, Jehovah, talks about the heart of David.
这里主啊，耶和华。在这里说大卫的心意。
Yeah. And then there's another verse talks about when David died, and after David died, there's the Lord also has another word that talks about David's whole life.
但这另外还有一段章节是等大卫死了以后，主耶和华讲了一些话，就是讲这个大卫一生的事情。
So the verse we read talks about his heart.
我们刚才读的章节是讲了大卫的心意。
Now then the next verse talks about his life.
下面一个章节讲了大卫的一生。
So this is verse 36.
下面是讲的是36节，是使徒行传十三章三十六节。
For David indeed, having in his own generation served the will of God, fell asleep, and was added to his father and saw corruption.
大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意，就睡了，归到他祖宗那里，已见朽坏。
Yeah. So here we see that this is Acts chapter 13. This is when he talks about David. It talks about David's heart, who is after the Lord's heart.
我们这里讲的是《使徒行传》十三章，他讲了大卫的心意，他的心意是跟随主的心意。
Yeah. And then.His whole life served the purpose of God, or served the purpose of God in his generation.
他的下面又讲了三十六节，讲的一生，他的一生就是遵循了神的旨意。
Yeah, and then he died.
然后他死了。
So David lived for about 70 years.
大卫大概活了七十年，七十岁。
So here it says that actually in his life, in his whole generation, in his life, in his time, meaning in that generation, he served the purpose of God.
这里所说的大卫，就是在他的一生，在他的那个年月，在他的那个世代，是侍奉了神的旨意。
Yeah, and perhaps I'll just read one more place, two more places.
然后我再读下面两个地方。
And the first is First Samuel chapter 26.
我们现在要打开圣经到撒母耳上。撒母耳上二十六章
yeah, verse 19 to 20.
二十六章是十九到二十节，
十六到二十节 yeah. 对不起，是十九的 yeah, 19, verse 19 and 20.
十九二十节
yes. Now the what happened here is this isYou know, David, when he was young, he was actually chased by Saul, and as a fugitive.
我们这里读到的这个章节讲的是，大卫在年轻的时候，那个扫罗王在那里追逐他，这个大卫是一个逃犯。
Yeah, and but then he had a chance to actually to kill Saul.
那时候呢，他有了一个机会，那个机会呢，就是大卫呢可以杀掉这个扫罗王。
And he didn't.
但是他没有。
He didn't. And then afterwards, he told Saul.
然后他那个时候没有，但是这个等这个事过了以后呢，他告诉扫罗。
So immediately, he told Saul something.
那个事情发生的时候，他马上告诉扫罗一些事情。
Yeah. So Saul realized that David didn't kill him.
他告诉了扫罗以后，扫罗就意识到大卫没有杀他。
Before, see, he called Saul. Saul realized that David could have killed him, but David did not kill him.
大卫那个时候跟扫罗说话，使扫罗马上意识到，原来那个时候之前大卫是可以杀掉他的，但是大卫没有杀他。
Now, David said a couple of things. It kind of revealed how David looked at his own life as a refugee.
那里大卫说了一些话，大卫就说这些话的意思就是说大卫他自己怎样看待他作为一个逃犯是怎样的。
Yeah, now here, this is verse 19, it says, And now I pray thee, I ask you, Saul, let my Lord the king hear the words of his servant. If Jehovah have moved thee against me, let him accept a sacrifice. But if the sons of men cursed,If the sons of men moved you against me, then cursed be they before the Lord. For they have driven me out this day from adhering to the inheritance of the Lord, saying, Go, serve other gods.
这里十九节是这样说的，求我主我王听仆人的话，若是耶和华激发你攻击我，愿耶和华收纳祭物，若是人激发你愿他在耶和华面前受咒诅，因为他现今，赶去我，不容我在耶和华的产业上有份。
Yeah.
说你去侍奉别神吧。
Yeah. And now let not my blood fall to the earth, far from the face of the Lord, for the king of Israel is come out to seek a single flea, as when they hunt a partridge on the mountains.
现今求王不要使我的血留在离耶和华远的地方。以色列王出来是寻一个起草，如同人在山上猎取一个鹈鹕一般。
So the key point of this verse is this, is that I don't want to leave the inheritance of Jehovah.
这里的关键的章节是讲的这个意思，就是大卫说我不想离开耶和华的产业。
Yeah. So do not let my blood shed and die outside of the face of the Lord.
就是不要让我的血流，也就是不要让我的血流在这个就是不要让我的血留在离耶和华远的地方。
Yeah. He said, you know, my life doesn't count very much.
他的意思就是说我的生命，我的生命并不那么重要。
So before you, king, my life is just a flea.
在你这个王面前，我的生命就像一个小小的跳蚤。
Yeah, my life is just like a partridge.
我的生命就像一个鹈鹕
一个小鸟。Yeah, it doesn't count very much.
这个是完全是谈不上什么。
Now, if the Lord asks you to kill me, go ahead and kill me.
如果神要你来杀我，你就过来杀我吧。
Now, however, if other people ask you to serve me, let them be cursed.
如果其他人
to kill me, let them be cursed.
Yeah, 其他人让你来杀我。让你来杀我的人被诅咒。
Because they want to drive me away from the inheritance of Jehovah.
因为他们那些人是想让我们离耶和华的产业远去。
Yeah, they want me to go serve other gods.
那些人想让我去侍奉别的神。
So I don't want to do that.
我不想做那样的事情。
Yeah, so do not let me die outside of the face of the Lord.
是啊，不要让我在离耶和华远的地方去死。
Yeah, that actually in English it says, 不要让我在耶和华的脸面之外去死掉。Yeah, okay. You see the point, brothers and sisters, I want you to see this. David has a chance to kill Saul. He did not kill. He could not kill Saul because Saul.Is the anointed of the Lord.
这里我们大家看到的是大卫那里有一个机会去杀这个扫罗，但是他没有做，因为扫罗是被神高立的王。
So he plead to the Lord, to Saul.
那里他对那个扫罗恳求。
Do not let me leave the inheritance of Jehovah.
不要让我离开耶和华的产业。
Do not let me die outside of his face.
让我不要让我死在离耶和华很远的地方。
Yeah, so I just leave that with you.
我就要把这里解释一下。
Now, I would just maybe read one more place.
我再读另外一个地方。
I'm not going to read Psalm 51 because you're all familiar with that.
我不想读这个诗篇51章。
51篇。
51篇 ，Yeah.
Yeah. There he sinned. He sinned. David sinned.
那里是大卫犯了罪。
Yeah. And then after almost 9 months.
那里犯罪九个月以后。
Yeah. So the Lord's prophet Nathan came to tell him.
那个时候主的先知拿单到那里去告诉他。
So he actually, so David repented before the Lord.
大卫在神面前后悔了。
For 9 months he could not communicate with the Lord. The Lord closed him. Don't want to talk to him.
有九个月之久，大卫不能和神有交流。因为神在那里把那个门和他交流的门关上了。
So and then his heart was hardened too.
那时候大卫的心也很刚硬。
But then when he realized he did really sin against the Lord.
最后那个时候他真的是意识到他在主面前犯了罪。
So he wrote in Psalm 51.
那个时候他就写了诗篇五十一章。
Yeah, so I'm not going to read that because, you know, it's I think many of you know bits and pieces of it. We'll come back to that when we have time.
我不读整个了，大家有可能知道一点这里那里，我们等一下再回来再讲这个。
Yeah. Another thing is this. I'll probably read one more place.
我再读一个地方。
This is 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 3.
Samuel 下chat.
Second Samuel, chapter 23.
Samuel 下二十三章
Yeah. Verse 3 and 4.
第三第四节。嗯。Samuel 下二十三章第三第四节。
Now here is when David was old.
这里大卫年老的时候
when he thought about his time,
然后他想他的年月
as king of Israel,
他的年月做以色列的王
and this is what he said, this is when he think back,
那个时候他这样想
he said, the God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spoke to me, the ruler among men shall be just, ruling in the fear of God.
第三章是这样想的以色列的神以色列的磐石晓谕我说那以公义治理人民的敬畏神执掌权柄
Yeah. And he shall be as the light of the morning like the rising of the sun a morning without clouds when from the sunshine after rain the green grass springs from the earth
他必像日出的晨光如无云的清晨雨后的晴光使地发生嫩草。
Although my house is not so before God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant.
我家在神面前并非如此，神却与我立永远的约，这约凡事坚稳。
For this is all my salvation, now I should say, would he not, would he not make me grow?
凡关乎我的一切救恩和我一切所想望的，他岂不为我成就吗？
Yeah. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason I read this is that when you read this, you see that David actually said, "The Lord told me that there is a righteous ruler."
我在这里讲这读这个圣经的原因是大卫在那里说神知道有一个公义的这个王
But that's not me
那个不是我。
Because he said, my house is not so.
所以那时候说，我的我的家在神面前并非如此。
Now this righteous ruler,
这个公义的王，
he is like the rising sun.
那就像日出的光。
He is like the sun, the morning after the rain.
他就像这个雨后的早晨。
早晨晴光。
晴光。
Yeah. And he makes the green grass grow.
那个使地上的青草能够成长。
But that's not I.
那个不是我。
And that's not my house.
那个不是我的家。
The brothers and sisters, this is when he come to the end of his time.
弟兄姐妹们，我们这里看到当大卫到了他生命的终结的时候。
He said, there is a ruler.
那有一个王。
Now this ruler is a righteous ruler.
那个是公义的王。
Now this ruler is like the sun in the morning.
那个公义的王就像早上的晴光。
He makes all the green grass grow.
他使那个青草能够成长。
But that is not me.
那个不
是我。Or that's not my house.
那个不是我的家。
So the brothers and sisters, you see what he saw? What David saw?
弟兄姐妹们，大家看见了吗？
He saw there's another king, not me.
大卫看见的是另一个王，不是我。
Now that king actually is his vision. You call it vision.
那个王是大卫的大卫的
意象。
Yeah,
it is David. David was a king. He did the job of a king according to that king.
大卫是个王，他做了这个王的工作，遵循的是那个王的命令。
Yes, he saw in his own eye.
他用自己的眼睛看见。
That there is a ruler. God has a righteous ruler.
神有一个公义的王。
Now that ruler is like the rising sun in the morning.
那个公义的王就像早上的晴光一样。
It's like the sun coming out after a rain last night.
就像那个昨夜一场雨后，然后清早出来的太阳。
No, this sun causes all the green grass to grow.
那个太阳使地上所有的青草能够成长。
Now he was a king. David was a king according to this king.
大卫是遵循那个王的王。
Now I read another verse.
我另外读一。
Psalm 110.
诗篇一百一十篇。
110, verse 1.
第一节。
Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies as footstool of your feet.
耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
See here, this is David wrote this song.
大家看这里，大卫写了这个诗篇。
There are two lords.
他写这句话里面有两个主。
The Lord said to my Lord.
这个主对我的主说，
Sit on my right hand,
坐在我的右边，
until I put your enemies footstool.
等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
So in this verse, there are three parties.
在这个经文中有三方面。
The first one is Jehovah, the Lord Jehovah.
第一方是耶和华。
The second one is my Lord.
第二方是我的主。
The third one is David himself.
第三方是大卫他自己。
So David says, the Lord spoke to my Lord.
大卫说，耶和华主对我的主说。
Yeah, you sit on my right hand until I put your enemies under your footstool.
你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
Now David is like a thousand years before Christ, before Jesus Christ.
大卫是在耶稣基督一千年以前的人物。
So you see, David so clearly saw one who is way beyond him.
这里看见大卫这完清楚的看见有一个王是远远在他之上。
He is the righteous ruler.
那个是公义的王。
He is the one that makes green grass grow.
那个王使地上的青草成长。
He is the one who is the sunshine after the rain.
那个王是雨后的晴天。
Yeah, he is the one that sits on the right hand of the Most High God.
那个王是坐在至高神耶和华右边的。
Now he is He is the Lord said to my Lord, He's my Lord.
耶和华对我的主说。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
David only lived 70 years old.
大卫
70 years.
只活了70年。
And his life was very, very tumultuous.
他的生命，他的一生中是非常有很多的波折。
Yeah, but then toward the end, as a king, this is what he saw.
最后当他生命作为一个王，在生命结束的时候，他看见。
Today, you when you look back to the in the Bible to look for some very descriptive things our Lord Jesus foresaw at that time.
今天大家看圣经时候，你会发现有关于这个有描述的，有关于耶稣基督在没有来之前，很久以前就描述的，就在这里。
Yes, very very precisely and very very vividly is by David.
非常精确也非常生动，在这里描述主耶稣基督的，就是大卫写的。
So this is now sometimes when we see these so-called visions, we think it just happened.
我们有时候觉得这个有关于这个异象的事情，就是以为它就发生了。
It's not. It's this our brother David. He went through his whole life.
但事实上不是这样。我们的弟兄大卫，他在整个一生中
，Yeah, his heart was so close to the Lord Jehovah.
他的心和神耶稣和神耶和华是那样的亲近。
Yeah, he can lose anything, but he cannot lose.The inheritance of the Lord.
他可以失去所有的东西，但是他不能丢弃神的产业。
Yeah, he can lose anything, but he cannot die outside of the face of the Lord.
他可以丧失所有的东西，但是他不能在主的耶和华的颜面之外而死。
Now, Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇。
He sinned.
他在那里犯罪了。
这个以前犯罪。
在这以前犯罪。
Yeah, he killed this.Uriah.
他杀了这个好人乌利亚。
Yeah, and then he took his wife.
然后他抢了他的妻子。
You know, he should be dead.
然后这个大卫应该为死而为这事而死。
The Lord could kill him, should kill him.
那个主耶和华可以杀他，应该是杀了他。
Yeah, especially because he represents the Lord among his people.
特别这个大卫是在他的子民中代表神的。
So he said, so you know, after this, the sword never left his house. God said,
神说，这事以后，你的刀剑必不离开你的家。
Now indeed, after that, his things horrible happened in his household.
事实上，经过这个事以后，很多可怕的事情是在大卫的家里就发生了。
But when this thing happened.When David realized what horrible thing he has done, how he has offended the Lord.
当那些可怕的事发生的时候，大卫就意识到他是做了多么可怕的事情，做了多么罪恶的事情，得罪了神。
Now, in Psalm 51, he said this, Lord, I have sinned against you.
在诗篇五十一篇五十一章中，这也说，主啊，我得罪了你。
Now, my iniquity, my sin is always before me.
我的罪这一直在我面前。
Now, my sin inside cannot be washed clean.
我在心中的罪是不能被清洁掉。
Now, only you can wash me clean.
只有你能够使我心中的罪清洁。
My heart is all dirty.
我的心完全肮脏。
But you can create a new heart, a clean heart in me.
但是你可以在我的里面创一个清洁的新的心。
But Lord, I cannot be without your face.
但是主啊，我不能离开你的脸目。
So Lord, do not cast me away from your face.
主啊，不要把我从你的眼目前扔丢出去。
Lord, do not take the spirit of holiness away from me.
不要把你清洁的圣灵从我的心中拿去。
Now, if you want to give sacrifice, I can give sacrifice.
如果你需要这个献祭的话，我可以献祭。
But I know you don't want that.
我知道你不需要那些。
You want a contrite heart.
但是你你说你要的是一个忧伤痛悔的心。
Yeah, and a contrite heart you will not despise.
一个忧伤痛悔的心，你是不会你是不会轻看的。
So this is what he said in Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一章，他是这样说的。
He basically said, "I'm so bad, you can do anything to me."
他基本上就是说我这样的坏，你可以对我做任何的惩罚。
But Lord, I cannot be without your face.
但是主啊，我不能离开你的荣耀。
You know, I have to don't take away your face, your presence.
不要把你与我的同在从我这里拿走。
So dear brothers and sisters,
主啊，亲爱弟兄姐妹们
，This is David.
这个就是大卫。
So, and I'm sorry, I'm jumping so much. I can't give you an ordered story now.
我这里很抱歉，我跳来跳去，不能给你一个完整的故事。
But so let me come back to the time.
让我然后回到刚开始的地方。
Very quickly, you know, David has a great grandma.
大家知道，大卫有一个很好的、很伟大的祖母，
曾祖母
啊
，Yeah,
great grandma.
It's Ruth. Ruth.
路德是他的曾祖母。
Ruth, yes, Ruth was a Moabite.
这个是路德是摩亚人。
Yeah, Ruth was a Moabite. And then, when her husband died,
当她的丈夫死了以后
，and her mother-in-law said, "Go back to your Moabite. Go back to your dad."
她的婆婆对她说，你回到摩亚地去吧，回到你的父家去。
Because I have nothing.
我什么也没有了。
You know, I'm going back to Israel.
我回以色列去。
But don't go with me. You go back to your father's house.
她对路德说，你不要和我去以色列了，你就回到你父家去。
And Ruth said,
路德说
，You said, you know, I'm not going to leave you.
路德说我不离开你。
Your people is my people.
你的族里的人就是我族的人。
你的名是我的名，或者你的国是我的国。
你的名是我的名，你的国就是我的国。
Yeah. And your God is my God.
你的神就是我的神。
You know, wherever you live, I will live.
不管你去哪里住，我也到哪里去。
Wherever you die, I will die.
不管你去哪里去死在哪里，我也要死在哪里。
Wherever you got buried.I'm going to be buried.
不管你埋葬在哪里，我也在哪里埋葬。
Although this is far away from my father's house.
虽说这个地离我父家的地非常远。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is David's great grandma.
这个就是大卫的曾祖母。
Now, David somehow has that too.
这里大卫也有这样的心智。
See, you see, David says, you know, don't cast me away from the face of the Lord.
大卫说：“不要把我从耶和华眼面前挪去。
Do not cast me away from His inheritance.
不要把我从耶和华的产业中移去。
I'm just a partridge. I'm just a flea. I count nothing. But don't cast me away from the inheritance of Jehovah.
我只是一个跳蚤，我只是一个小那个鹌鹑。不要把我从耶和华的产业中挪去。”
So thank the Lord. You know, when David was very young,
谢谢主。当大卫很年轻的时候
his dad and mom asked him to go be a shepherd.
他的父母让他去做一个牧羊人。
Yeah, to take care of their sheep.
然后照顾他们的羊群。
And then we remember the story of Goliath.
然后我们就记得那个哥利亚的故事。
Now David volunteered to fight Goliath.
那个大卫呢，自愿就去说我要去和哥利亚打仗。
So Saul was the king.
扫罗是王。
David went to Saul.
大卫走到扫罗面前。
See, this Goliath is driving our Israel army nuts.
那个哥利亚是那样的强壮，他使我们以色列的军队看上去一点用都没有。
Nobody dare to fight him.
没有人胆敢和哥利亚去打仗。
Let me go fight him.
让我去和耶利亚打。
And Saul said, "You little boy."
扫罗说，你这个小男孩子。
What could you do?
你能做什么呢
？He said, "When I was shepherding my dad's sheep."
大卫说，当我在那里牧养我父的羊的时候。
When bear came.
当这个熊来的时候。
When lion came.
当这个狮子来的时候。
You know, I would fight them away.
我会在那里和那些作战。
You know, the Lord was with me.
我神耶和华与我同在。
Now, brothers and sisters, you think it's easy to say these things.
弟兄姐妹们，大家想，有可能是这些说这些话很容易。
But then he went to Goliath.
然后呢，这个大卫呢就到了哥利亚面前。
Goliath was this soldier which none of Israel army as a whole, dared to even approach.
哥利亚是那样的强壮，他是那样一个战士，整个以色列的军队没有一个人胆敢到哥利亚面前去。
So David went.
大卫到了他面前。
And this Goliath said.
然后哥利亚说。
He said, "I'll kill you like kill a dog."
哥利亚说，我杀你就像杀一条狗一样。
And then David says, "You fight with your sword and your spear."
大卫说，你用你的刀剑来作战。
Yeah, but I fight with the name of the Lord Jehovah.
但是我以耶和华的名来作战。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，this thing is real.
这个事情是真的。
Meaning when he was really young.
这个意思就是说，当大卫很小的时候
，When he was a shepherd，
当他还是个牧羊人的时候
，The Lord was indeed his shepherd。
这个神耶和华是他的牧者。
Yeah， indeed was his strength，
是他的力量。
And indeed was his confidence，
是他的信念。
He experienced that。
这个大卫在那里体验了那些。
So from the very very beginning，
当从刚开始的时候
，David experienced the presence of the Lord.
大卫体验了与神的同在。
He was less than 20 years old, younger than 20 years old.
那个时候他还不到二十岁。
Now from 20 to about 30, from younger than 20 to 30 years old.
他不到二十岁到三十岁的那段日子。
He was a fugitive.
他是那个逃亡者。
Now Saul couldn't stand him.
那个扫罗不能与他同存
，because people say, Saul killed 1,000 and David killed 10,000.
因为那时候大家就在那传言，扫罗杀了千千，大卫杀了万万。
So this is very hard for anybody to take.
这个话是很难让人接受的。
So Saul was chasing David.
那时候扫罗在那里追逐大卫。
Brother and sister, more than 10 years.
弟兄姐妹们。追逐这个比十年还久。
You know, if it's in the United States or in China,
如果在美国或者在中国
you know, run around for 10 years is easy.
如果你大概逃十年大概还比较容易。
Because it's so big.
这个非常非常的大。
You know how this, the Judah, you know, this land of Judah is very small.
犹大地是非常小的。
I think it probably you go from here to the west of Washington Lake. It's just about that big, maybe. Not very big.
他说就是从这里到西雅图湖的那个西边，大概很小的一个地方。
Maybe a little bigger. I don't know. But this is really small.
真的非常小一个地方。
And also, there are not so many people at that time.
那个时候地上也没有什么人。
And just desert, cave, a mountain, the hills.
大部分只是那个沙漠啊，洞穴啊，还有一些没有人的地方。
So if the king wants you, it's probably easy for him to get you.
如果那个王想要抓到你的话，那个是很容易让这个王抓到你。
10 years,
十年。
And then there are other stories, of course.
然后有其他的故事。
You know, David was David. This is before. This is when he was 20-some years old.
那个时候大卫才二十多岁。
Yeah, and his mom, his dad, and 400 people came to him.
他的父母和大概有400个人到他这里来。
And all these people had no hope. They have no money, and people, and they are debtors.
那些人
They are in debt.
差不多没有钱，也没有希望，他们有背了很多的债。
And they were depressed.
他们很很失望。
So, yeah, they came to David.
那些人，到了大卫那里。
So extremely difficult.
是非常困难的时候。
So David had two chances to actually kill Saul.
那个时候，大卫差不多有两次机会能够把扫罗杀死。
Because Saul has his whole army, coming to David.
那个时候，扫罗带了他整个的军队到大卫那里。
But then Saul also had private time.
大卫也有一些个人的时间。
扫罗，
扫罗，扫罗。
He has to hide in the, you know, in the, in a cave do this or that.
扫罗也有一些他自己没有帮助的时候的，他躲在山洞里做这个事情或者做那个事情。
So the first time David had a chance to kill him,
第一次大卫有机会杀扫罗的时候，
now he couldn't.
他没有做。
Because he said, Saul is the anointed one of God.
他说扫罗是神高立的王。
If the Lord anointed him, I cannot harm him.
如果神高立了他，我就不能伤害他。
And he doesn't let other people harm him either.
他不让其他人来伤害扫罗。
Because his lieutenant would say, you know, you don't have to do anything.
因为大卫的下面的兵士说，你不要做任何事情。
Just let us do it.
让我们去杀他。
Kill it easy.
让我们去杀那个扫罗很容易
的。You know, Saul actually cut off the side, the skirt, a little piece of Saul's garment.
那他们也割下这个扫罗他的外袍的一部分。
But the Bible says,
但是圣经说
the minute he did that,
那他们做这一事情的那一刻，
他自己
啊，他自己啊。
So David cut off the little piece of David's of Saul's robe.
大卫在那里割了扫罗的外袍。
But the minute he did that,
在那个时刻
，the Bible says his heart smote him, his heart, David's heart struck him.
那个他的大卫的心就受了很大的一冲击。
So dear brothers and sisters, this young man was so sensitive. Was so sensitive to the feeling of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，这个年轻人大卫，他对神的心意是那样的敏感。
Yeah. So this is the first time.
这个是第一次。
And the second time is the last time. This is what, you know, that verse we read.
第二次就是刚才我们读的经文，就是最后一次。
Yeah. So he told Saul.
他告诉扫罗。
You know, if God wants you to kill me, go ahead and do it.
他告诉扫罗，如果神让你来杀我，你就来杀我。
But if other people ask you to kill me, and let him or they be cursed.
如果让其他人让你来杀我，让那些人受诅咒。
Because they want me to go out of the inheritance of the Lord and to worship other gods.
因为那些人真正想要做的是让我离开耶和华的产业，去敬拜别的神。
So dear brothers and sisters,
第二弟兄姐妹们，
David is willing to lose anything.
大卫在那里宁愿丧失所有的一切。
He is willing to lose the chance to kill Saul.
他甚至就愿意失去杀死扫罗的机会。
But he will not lose the chance to be an Israel. Israelite.
但是他不会失去变成以色列人的机会。
He doesn't want to worship other gods.
他不想去侍奉别的神。
And he doesn't want to go away from the inheritance of the Lord.
他不想离开神给他的产业。
And he doesn't want to lose the faith. I mean, to leave the face of the Lord.
他不想离开神的颜面。
So you see, brothers and sisters, he is less than 30 years old.
弟兄姐妹们，那时候他还不到30岁。
And that's his heart.
那个就是他的心意。
So when he was 30, he became king.
但当他30岁的时候，他就变成了以色列的王。
There were a few things in God's heart that people tend to ignore.
有几件事在神的心意中，普通人很会经常会忘记的。
Just Israel as a whole.
当把这个以色列人作为一个整体来说。
When David became king,
当这个大卫变成王以后。
The first thing is he took Jerusalem.
第一件事他做的就是他去攻占了耶路撒冷。
The Jerusalem was the Lord had given Jerusalem to Israelites like 300 years earlier.
大约300年前，神已经把耶路撒冷给了犹太人了。
Yeah, probably 400. It's when Joshua bring the Israelites cross the river Jordan into Canaan. Jerusalem was given to Joshua.
当耶稣亚带着犹太人进入过了约旦河，进入迦南地的时候，耶和华神就把这个耶路撒冷给了耶稣亚。
Yes, and then Joshua assigned Jerusalem to a tribe.
然后耶稣亚把这个耶路撒冷分配给犹太人的一个支派。
Yeah, I think it's probably Benjamin.
大概是本基明。
Or Judah or Benjamin.
不是犹太就是本基明支派。
Yeah. But then the the Jerusalem is like a castle, the high ground.
耶路撒冷就像一个城堡一样，它是在一个高地上。
The people over there are called Jebusites.
那个人住在那里的人称为耶布斯人。
Yes, and the Jebusites very very strong.
耶布斯人非常强壮。
So for more than 300 years, almost 400 years, the Israelites could not take Jerusalem.
大概有四百年之久，那些因为这犹太人就不能攻下这个耶路撒冷。
Right after David became king.
当这个大卫成了犹太王以后
，He and his people took Jerusalem.
他和他的兵上去攻占了耶路撒冷。
So、number one,
这个是第一件事。
The second thing,
第二个是
，The ark was actually in the woods for about 70 years.
那个时候约柜大概在这个旷野中有70年之久。
Yeah, nobody went there.
没有人去那个地方。
And there's a family who took care of the ark.
有一家人家在那里管着这个约柜。
But the kings and the powerful of Israelites, they never went.
那些权贵们，那些以色列的这个王们，从来不去那个地方。
So when David became king,
当大卫成了王之后
，He said, "No, I cannot let the ark of the Lord be in the woods."
他说，我不能让约柜，神的约柜。就是在这个旷野中。
So I would not go to my bed.
我不能上床睡觉。
I would not close my eyes.
我闭不上眼睛。
You know, until I can find the ark.
一直等到我发现那个约柜为止。
I can bring the ark back to Jerusalem.
我能够去把这个约柜找回来，把这个约柜带到耶路撒冷。
This is Psalm 132.
这个是诗篇一百三十二篇。
Yeah, very short. Maybe we can just read just the two verses there.
大家一起来看一下我们两节诗篇。
He said verse 3 and verse 3, 4 and 5.
一百三十二篇三四五。
I will not come into the tent of my house. I will not go up to the court to the couch of my bed.I will not give sleep to my eyes, slumber to my eyelids, until I find out a place for Jehovah, habitations for the mighty one of God. Behold, we heard of it at Bethlehem. We found it in the fields of the woods.
这中文是这样讲，132篇三节说，我必不进我的帐幕，我也不上我的床榻。我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Yeah, thank the Lord.
谢谢主，谢谢神。
See, now, then when he went to get the ark, he not just went by himself.
当这个大卫去找这个约柜的时候，他不是一个人去的。
He told his people, you know, his subjects, his, you know, the people in Israel. He said, "Let's go together. Let's get the ark."
他告诉他的子民们，整个以色列们，他告诉他们，我们一起去找那个约柜。
So praise the Lord, they get the ark back.
感谢神，他们把那个约柜找回来了。
The third thing,
第三件事
is after a while.
过了一会儿
and then when David was in the palace in the house in Jerusalem,
当大卫在耶路撒冷的皇宫里的时候
，He said, you know, I live in this house.
他告诉子民们，我住在这个房子里。
But the ark of the Lord is still outside in the tent.
神耶和华的约柜还在帐幕里面。
So I should build him a house.
我要为这个神的约柜造一个房子。
So he told, I think he told Nathan, the prophet of the Lord.
他告诉先知拿单。
Now Nathan then went to the Lord.
然后拿单就到神面前祷告。
The Lord told Nathan.
神告诉拿单。
David cannot build me a house.
大卫不能为我造一个殿
，because he is a warrior.
因为大卫是一个是一个战士。
His hands are full of blood.
他的双手沾满了血。
So he cannot build me a house.
他不能为我造一个殿。
Now his son, who is peaceful, then can build me a house.
他的儿子是和平的王，可以为我造一个殿。
And then the Lord said,
然后神耶和华说
，You know, I brought Israelites outside of Egypt.
我把犹太人带从埃及带出来。
Yeah, I brought them along.
我让他们一直带着他们。
When did I ask for a house?
我什么时候需要过问他们要过一个殿
？And then he switched. The Lord switched. The Lord talked about something else.
然后神就讲了其他一些事情。
The Lord says, "I'm going to establish David's house."
我要在那里建立大卫的殿。
Dear brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
弟兄姐妹们，这是什么意思啊
？This means, of course, Israelites never thought about a house for the Lord.
这是就是说，以色列人从来没有想到神的殿。
No kings, no rulers have ever thought about a house for the Lord.
没有一个王，没有一个统治者想过耶和华的殿。
And the Lord knew that.
耶和华知道那个事情。
So the Lord says, "I have never asked for any."
耶和华说，我从来没有要过。
And then the Lord switched to say, "I'm going to build David a house."
然后神在那里转换话题说，我要建立大卫的殿。
Brothers and sisters, the point is this.
这里的关键就是
，No one thought.
没有人想到过
that the Lord should have a house in our midst.
没有人想到过，神在我们中间需要一个殿。
David thought of that.
大卫想到了这个事情。
So. When the prophet told David, "And you cannot do it."
当先知拿单告诉大卫说你不能做这个事情。
And then David went in. I mean, he went in to pray with the Lord.
大卫走进去，然后在那里向神祷告。
He said, "Lord, I have never, you know, I'm just a small person. How can this happen to me, to my house?"
他对神说，主啊，我只是一个小小的人，我这个事怎么能够到我这里呢
？But Lord, you have to be. The Lord, you have to be the God over Israel.
但是神啊，你在这里要做我们以色列的神。
Over Israel.
是我们
治理
我们以色列的人。
Then our house can be the king's house.
然后我们的殿才成为王的殿。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is David's heart.
这个就是大卫的心意。
That's why in the book of Acts, he says, the Lord says,I have found David, who is after my heart.
所以在使徒行传中这样说，我神说，他遵行了神的旨意。
Who would think about Jerusalem?
谁会想到耶路撒冷
？Who would think about the ark?
谁会想到那个约柜
？Who would think about building a house of the Lord?
谁会想到为神造一座殿
？David did.
大卫
，So brothers and sisters, that's his when David was king.
那个时候，大卫是王。
And then he sinned.
然后大卫就犯了罪。
So he wrote Psalm 51.
然后他就写了诗篇五十一篇。
Brothers and sisters, Psalm 51 is a deep repentance.
是诗篇五十一篇是一个很深的忏悔。
But it's not doesn't stop there.
但是那个忏悔并不是停留在那里。
David was saying, "Lord, I have sinned against you."
大卫说，主啊，我在你面前犯罪了。
And you punish me, you are right.
如果你惩罚我的话，你是可以的。
And Lord, you can wash me clean.
主啊，你那样的话才能那样的话你能把我清洁。
But there's one thing, Lord.
但是有一件事。
You cannot leave me.
但主，你不能离开我。
So dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
This is David.
这个就是大卫。
This is David.
这个就是大卫。
You cannot leave me.
你不能离开我。
So you remember here, previously he talked to Saul, "You cannot let me die outside of the face of the Lord."
刚才我们讲过，他对扫罗说，你不能杀死我，因为你不能让我离开耶和华。
So this is David's heart.
这个就是大卫的心。
This is one heart chasing after another heart.
这个就是一颗心去追寻另一颗心。
Never end.
不停止。
There was one time he didn't do that.
There
was one day he didn't do that.
只有一时刻他没有做，只有一天他没有做那个。那个时候他犯罪了。
So Lord, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，The Lord's hand is very heavy on David.
这个神耶和华在大卫他的手在大卫身上是
很重的。Today we talk about the way of the cross.
今天我们所说的是十字架的路。
We take or talk about following the Lord, the way of the cross.
我们今天讲是跟随主，担负十字架。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
this man before he's 30, he suffered so much.
这个人在他三十岁以前，他承受那么多的痛苦。
And the biggest suffer is to deny himself.
最大的痛苦就是否认他自己。
Now he has done all these things. He has done.Following the Lord faithfully, and yet bad things happen to him.
他做了那么多的事情，他那样忠心的跟随主，但是那个恶的事情还在他身上发生了。
So this is very hard for him.
这个对他来说非常难。
And then when you read the Psalm,
当你读这个诗篇的时候
，you find that he brings everything to the Lord.
他把所有的一切都带到神面前。
And in the Psalm 23, it says, "Your rod, your staff." They comfort me.
在诗篇二十三章，他说你的杖在那，你的杆，你的杖安慰我。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is how one person can be so close to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们会看见一个人怎样和神那样的亲近。
So I pray, brothers and sisters, that we can also be that close to the Lord.
所以我在这里祷告，弟兄姐妹们，我们也可以和神那样的亲近。
And after he sinned, after the Psalm 51, he lived a repenting life. He lived, yeah, a repenting life.
过了这个诗篇五十一篇以后，然后大卫呢就是在那里过一个后悔的悔改的生活。
Yeah, and when he sinned, he probably is a middle-aged person because after that he gave birth to Solomon. You know, he's not too old.When he sinned,
他犯罪的时候，这个大卫有可能不是太年老，他大概是中年的时候。
And he already has done a lot, so maybe he's like 45 or 50 or something like that.
那个时候他大概是45-50左右。
But after that,
过了以后
，you know, he has a long period of time. His son rebelled against him, Absalom.
他有很长过了那段事情以后，过有很长一段时间，他的儿子亚沙龙在那里反叛他。
Yeah, so.David suffered a lot.
大卫承受了很多痛苦。
But toward the end of his life,
在他生命快结束的时候
，you know, his soldiers, his lieutenants were telling him.
那他的士兵们，他的官长们告诉他，
副将
告诉他
，Yeah, he said, "You cannot go out to fight with us."
你不能和我们出去一起征战了。
You know, at that time, a king, you know, you always have to when there is a fight, you always have to.Put on your armor and go out and fight a king.
那个时候，一个王当有战争的战事的时候，那个王自己就把穿上盔甲，自己出去作战的。
So when he was old,
当大卫年老的时候。
Yeah, this is Second Samuel chapter 21. I'm not going to read it.
撒母耳下二十一章。
So the Bible says he became tired. He's old. He became tired.
圣经说那个时候他年老了，他非常累。
And then after a while, the Bible says his lieutenant, his soldiers told him.
过了一会儿，那圣经说他的副将告诉他。
So you're not allowed to go out fight with us. You know, you can, I mean, you cannot go out fight as one of us.
那个副将说，你不能和我们一起出去征战，你不能成为我们一起征战的一员。
The reason is we don't want Israel to lose its lamp.
原因就是我们不想以色列失去他的灯，灭他的灯，灭了以色列
灯
啊。
So dear brothers and sisters, in the eyes of his lieutenants, his people, David was the lamp of Israel.
在他的父亲和他的子民中，他们的眼目中看，大卫就是以色列的灯。
Some years ago, he sinned a horrible sin.
若干年前，那个大卫犯了罪，这个很坏的罪。
See, after that, he was never appearing in the Bible as a smart man anymore.
过了那事以后，这个大卫在圣经中就没有被描述成一个聪明的人了。
And not a powerful man anymore.
也不是一个很强壮有力的人。
He was a repenting man.
他是那个忏悔的人。
And then at the end,
在最后的时候
，his life showed it.
他的生命。表现出来。
So his soldiers, his lieutenants watch him for a long time.
他的副将，他的子民们，他在那里观察了他很久。
And said, finally, they say, "Don't go out to fight, and we don't want to lose Israel's land.
最后他对他说，你不能再出去跟我们打仗了，我们不想失去以色列的灯。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
David himself said,
大卫自己说，
this is again in the 2 Samuel chapter 22. He has a prayer to the Lord.
在撒母耳下22章，他在那里对神有个祷告。
Yeah, Samuel 22 verse
36. 22章36节。
He said, Lord, your condescending gentleness has made me great.
这里是这样的，你把你的救恩给我做盾牌，你的温和使我伟大。
Yes, 你的温和使我伟大。Yeah, the English says condescending gentleness.
英文是说，
是说你降卑，不是你降卑，你抚救我。
你抚救我。
See, this is how David thought himself.
这里就是大卫自己是怎样评断他自己的。
You know, Lord, I have sinned against you.
大卫说，主啊，我向你犯罪。
Yeah, I have done not good things.
我做了不好的事。
But yet, Lord, you have bent down yourself.
他说，主啊，你在那里，就俯伏你，俯救你自己。
Yeah, and you're so gentle.
你那样的温和对我。
And then you have made me great.
这个你的温和使我伟大。
So this is what David's heart.
这个就是大卫的心。
And no wonder when we in the beginning we read when David think back his own years being king.
所以刚开始的时候我们想到在大卫想到他作为一个王。
Yeah, this is in the second Samuel, he said, Jehovah has given us, Jehovah wants a righteous ruler.
撒母耳下他这样说，耶和华想要一个正义的公正的王。
Now that ruler is like a rising sun.
那个公正的王就像一个升起的太阳。
Like the morning.
就像早上升起的太阳。
Like the light after the rain.
就像一个雨后的晨光。
It's like it makes green grass grow.
使那些绿草能够生长。
Full of life.
完也充满了生命。
That's not me.
那个不是我。
You know, because our house are not like that.
因为我的家不像那样。
But yet, this king, this ruler of the Lord, was always before him.
这个神的王一直就在这大卫之前。
He was a king according to that king.
他是
according to that ruler.
他是听从那王指令的王。
You know, in the after David,
在大卫以后，
the Lord Jehovah told Solomon,
耶和华神对所罗门说，
so you have to be like your father.
你一定要像你父一样。
He said you have to follow your father and to obey all my commands.
你要跟从你父，听从我所有的话。
Yeah, and do my laws and commandments.
遵守我的律例典章。
The Lord told Solomon.
这个是神对所罗门说的。
The Lord told another king called Jeroboam.
他对另一个王说，
he said,
耶罗伯安说，
he said, you're not good.
说你不好。
Because you have not followed my servant David.
因为你没有遵循我仆人大卫的指令。
Yeah, and do what is right in my eyes.
你没有做在我眼中为正的事。
And then he told this another king called Jehoshaphat.
他告诉另一个王叫约沙法。
Yeah, he said the Bible says that he actually did his father David's way.
他做行了他大卫出行的道。
Yeah, he also told Hezekiah.
他告诉那个西西家。
It is not what the Lord said. The Bible records Hezekiah as.
大卫不是这个圣经在这里记录了西西家王所行的。
Yeah, this is in the second Chronicle chapter 29.
这个是在历代志下29章。
Yeah, he said that Hezekiah has followed his father David's deeds.
西西家行耶和华眼中为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。
So the point, brothers and sisters, is this.
这个关键就在此。
After David,
大卫以后
，all these kings follow David.
那他以后的王都遵循，都跟从大卫。
No, they, no, whether they follow or not follow.
那不管他遵循或者没有遵循。
The Lord Jehovah has a ruler.
这个、
has a measure.
我们的耶和华神那里有一颗的尺，有一个量的度
量
的尺。
Has a standard.
有一个标准。
And this standard is David.
这个标准就是大卫。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，David sinned.
大卫犯了罪。
David did something not right, even toward the end of his life.
大卫没有做了一些不好的事情，即使在他快生命结束的时候。
See, when he was very old, he wants to count the number of people he have in Israel.
当他快要死的时候，那个时候他又想起要数以色列民的数目。
I think it's not he was not about that, but he was very close to the end.He was so proud. He wants to count the number of people we have in Israel.
那个时候他是有一些骄傲，他那个时候他要想数以色列人的名的数目。
Now even his general, I mean even his lieutenant told him, Lord, you know, David, you shouldn't do this.
他的将军，他的副将对他说，大卫啊，你不应该做这个事情。
He did it.
他做了。
And then the Lord punished him.
然后神就在这里惩罚了他。
So you can choose one of the three things, bad things happen to you.
你可以选三，从三件事中选一件坏的事情。
One is that we will have you have famine for 7 years.
第一个就是你在这里有七年的灾荒。
Yeah, and the second is your enemy will chase you.
第二个就是你的敌人会在那里追逐。
And the third thing is I will give you 3 days of plague.
第三件就是我给你三天的瘟疫。
So David says, you know, my Lord Jehovah has mercy.
大卫说，我的神耶和华有怜悯。
You know, I would rather fall into his hand.
我愿意落在他的手上。
So during that exercise,
在那个过程中
，the Lord gave him this Mount Moriah as the place to build the temple.
然后
build the altar and temple.
然后神给他这个大卫一个，就是以摩利亚山来建他的、
yeah.
建他的帐幕和建他的祭坛。
So David is not perfect.
大卫并不完美。
David has many faults.
大卫有很多的错。
You know, oftentimes, dear brothers and sisters, we say that, oh, David didn't do, it's not right here, 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 here.
所以弟兄姐妹往往这样说，大卫做了很多错，有这个事情，这个坏，那个坏。
But the Lord said,
但是神说
，He is after my heart.
他追寻我的心意
，and he will do
他会
all my will.
他会做我所做的，所要他做的。
Now, indeed, at the end of his life,
在事实上，在他生命结束的时候
，when the Bible review his life,
当圣经在那里重新审视他的一生的话
，the Bible says he has served the will of God in his own generation.
他在那个世代遵循了神的旨意。
So, brothers and sisters, let's not be discouraged.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们不要不要没有信心。
You know, we still have time ahead of us.
我们在前面，我们还有时间。
Some of you have a much longer time ahead of you than my time.
你们其中一些人比我以后的日子更长。
So serve the Lord, serve the will of the Lord.
所以就大家要遵循神的旨意，不是神。
In our own generation.
在我们这个时代。
So it's because of this.That David could somehow see that this Jesus Christ.
因为这个过程，大卫那个时候就看见了耶稣基督。
Now the last thing, you know, he saw Jesus. He doesn't know the name of Jesus, but he knows God has a chosen one.
他并不知道耶稣的名字，但是他知道，神耶和华有一个选择的，他选定了一个王。
And he is there.
他就在那里。
And he's right before me.
他就在我前面。
Not only a person, not only this person only.
不单单是这一个人。
He also see another thing.
他看见另外一个。
Us together.
他看见我们在一起。
Psalm 133.
诗篇131篇。
And he says, How pleasant, how good it is for brothers to dwell together.
看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
It is like the precious oil coming down from the head of Aaron.
这个就像是那贵重的油，浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须。
Yeah, and to his beard and to his skirt.
从流到他的胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
And it is also like the dew from Hermon.
就像黑门的甘露。
To fall upon Zion.
降在锡安山上。
And there is the commanded blessing of the Lord.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的。
Life forevermore.
这个是永远的生命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
this David saw something.
大卫看见了一些事情。
This David saw us together.
大卫看见我们在一起。
Brothers dwell together in unity.
是弟兄姐妹和睦同居。
How good and how pleasant.
是何等的善，何等的美。
I sometimes felt David suffered so much in his life.
有时候我觉得
70 years, very short.
大卫在他一生中承受了很多的痛苦，七十年很短。
He could be just writing about him and the Lord in him.
他有可以只是写上他和神，神和他。
No.
不是。
Brothers, brothers dwell in unity.
他说弟兄和睦同居。
How good and how pleasant.
是何等的善，何等的美。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
it has to, we have to come out of ourselves.
我们要从我们自己中间出来。
Even serving the Lord,
即使侍奉神，
even pursuing spiritual life,
是为了追寻属神的经历。
It's not just for me.
不单单只是为我。
It is not just for you.
这不是为你。
It is for us.
是为我们。
It is for brothers dwelling.Together in unity.
是为了弟兄和睦同居。
Like the oil on, pouring on Aaron's head to the beard and to the body.
就像那膏油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，流到他的衣襟。
Like the dew from heaven.
就像这个天上的甘露。
From the Mount Hermon.
从西门山。
Yeah, coming down to Zion.
然后到了西安。
What is Zion?
什么是西安？
Zion is you and me.
就是你和我。
And then this is where God commands his blessing.
这个就是神所赐下的旨意
的祝福。
祝福。
The life forevermore.
就是永远的生命。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
let the life of David inspire us.
让大卫的生命能够来激励我们。
Here is a person.
那里有一个人。
Now in his life,
在他的生命中，
yes, he made many mistakes.
他犯了很多的错。
Yet his heart is connected with the Lord.
但是他的心和神是在一起的。
Yeah, and then the Lord blessed him.
这个神也在那里祝福他。
Not that he didn't suffer, he suffered a lot.
不是说他没有痛苦，他有很多的痛苦。
The Lord opened his eyes.
但是神打开了他的眼，
opened his heart,
打开了他的心。
What he wrote is our blessing until today.
他所写下的就是直到今天也是我们的祝福。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we really thank you for your encouragement with this brother.
主啊，我们真是在这里谢谢你给我们的鼓励，从这个弟兄身上。
Lord, we see that it is possible to love you.
我们知道爱你是可以的。
We see it is possible to want to be so close to you.
我们看见和你那样的和你亲近是可以的。
To want to be so inseparable from you.
是和你我们是和你是不能分离的。
Lord, our prayer is throughout our life, minute, every minute of the day, that youYour presence is with all brothers and sisters.
我们在这里祷告，是每一分钟恳切的与你祷告，是愿你与我们弟兄姐妹在一起。
Now, whether we are gathering here together,
不论我们是在这里一起聚集，
or whether we are at home,
或者我们是在家里头，
or whether we are in privately in our own little room,
或者是我们在自己的小房间里面，
the Lord, you have to be with us.
主啊，你一定要与我们在一起。
In the name of Lord Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的名。
Right. Amen.
Amen.